Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about what the largest bank in Switzerland thinks about Bitcoin, and we'll talk about whether you should enter the crypto markets now or whether you should wait. So let's jump right into this first news story. We're of course talking about UBS, Switzerland's largest bank, and they're saying they're declining to offer trading in Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrencies. So UBS chairman Axel Weber has stated that Switzerland's largest bank will not offer its customers trading in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Reason being, virtual currencies are at best highly speculative investment vehicles, and at worst they facilitate the financing of terror, money laundering, and other criminal activities. Does this sound familiar in any way? We've heard these statements from all the banks and they sound all the same. It's really funny. Like, they are always bringing the same examples. And I mean, to be fair, Axel Weber actually, he made that statement a couple of months ago as well, where he said, because money has three functions to fulfill. So he's saying Bitcoin is actually not money. He's saying it has to be a means of payment. As such, Bitcoin is not universally accepted. That could change. Second, money is a measure of value, but there are no prices that are written in Bitcoin. Again, that could change. And third, it must be suitable as a store of value. It is. Bitcoin does not fulfill this condition either, since the price of Bitcoin is not stable. It is getting more stable. In the beginning, yes, it was quite volatile. And I mean, cryptocurrency as kind of a be it as a cultural phenomenon or as a financial phenomenon, is kind of still finding itself. So whether the price will stabilize at 100K, a million, or 10K doesn't really matter, because it will find its stability in terms of pricing. And then actually it will go back to the other two points, which is being accepted universally because it's digitally, like you can send it, I can send it to you, you can send it to me, no problem. And second of all, that stores will actually accept it as well. Now, in his case, he's bringing the classical arguments of illegal activities that are being used with cryptocurrencies, although we've kind of like we've talked about this statements as well. We have shown that cryptocurrencies are not actually used, especially Bitcoin is not actually used for illegal activities. The other coins maybe, but even there, I mean, that like the US dollar is being used for all kinds of illegal activities. So why the hate on Bitcoin? Well, understandable, of course, because Bitcoin technically is kind of eating into UBS's business. So if there comes a banking application that is kind of rivaling UBS in any way, and it's actually accepting cryptocurrencies or using cryptocurrencies as a kind of mean of value change, then this will be a huge problem for UBS in the, let's say, next 5, 10, 15 years, right? So this is exactly what is the problem. Again, Weber also says that he sees opportunity in crypto's underlying technology, blockchain, everything that makes process simpler, faster, and more secure is beneficial to all of us, client, shareholder, or bank. I mean, as a chairman, he has to kind of say these things, but I would have expected them at least to be a bit more open. But yeah, the Swiss banking system in general is quite conservative. They are banking on stability, banking on old rules and all of these things. But the problem is that technology changes, the society changes, and how people interact with money changes as well. So if the banking industry is not adapting, they will actually be left behind and they will lose customers and all of these things. So it's a bit sad to see also big banks like UBS give out those statements. But to be honest, in the end, we'll see which technology will win, right? Whether it will be the more conservative banking type of thing or whether it will be something different. So let me, I just realized I didn't put myself here on top. So sorry about that, but now I'm back here. And the next story is actually an interesting one, because we've seen the prices increase. So we are currently, for the podcast listeners, we are looking at CoinMarketCap, and if we look at the price, it's getting close to 10K. So Bitcoin is getting close to a knocking 10K once again after months and months of kind of down phase, downtrend. And the question, of course, arises, is now the trend confirmed? Can we go back to the green numbers? Can we go back to checking CoinMarketCap and our portfolios every day, even if we have a long investment horizon? And the answer is, as always, maybe. So the thing here is, and it's an interesting statement, because a pro Bitcoin Wall Street analyst is saying not to buy crypto right now. And he has, I mean, of course, you will immediately say, no, the numbers look good. We've all seen this play. They are just trying to press the price down, all of these things. Yes, but I think in order to make good investment decisions, you also have to kind of listen to the other perspective. And Nick Collis is actually this Wall Street analyst, and he has a very interesting statement, so I'm going to read it to you. A lot of people are asking whether now is the right time to buy, and the short answer is no, for two fundamental reasons. The first is we're not seeing a lot of incremental engagement from people interested in buying Bitcoin for the first time, and like any new technology, you need new adopters to come in to make it more valuable. The network effects that we always mention. So the more people use it, the more valuable the network gets, the more universally accepted Bitcoin will get, etc., etc. And in terms of Google searches, they are way down from the peaks back in December and January by 85 to 90%. Now, I think as fundamental analysis, or like when you're a person who is investing for long term and investing based on fundamental numbers and all of these things, you exactly have to kind of understand these dynamics as well. And if we look at what exactly he's mentioning, so he's mentioning two things. On one side, he's mentioning Google searches. So this is pretty easy to check. So you can just go kind of on Google Trends. So it's trends.google.com. And for the podcast listeners, we have, I've entered actually Bitcoin as a search term and cryptocurrency as a search term. And what you're seeing is kind of a graph of the demand of people searching Google for it worldwide past 12 months. Now, what we're seeing in November towards end of December is a huge peak. And I mean, on the y-axis, you don't actually see the concrete numbers. It just goes from 0 to 100, 100 being actually really, really high, or actually the highest in terms of interest, being a number one search term and all of these things. So mid to end December, we're actually seeing this crazy peak, especially for the search term Bitcoin. And then slowly but surely it goes down, it goes down, it goes down. And then it actually reaches kind of a middle ground by the end of February up until now, where it still is more or less at 14, compare this to the 100 on the y-axis, right? And cryptocurrency actually didn't move that much. So it might be that we should use here Bitcoin as kind of the search term. Now, this is something you can use as well. I mentioned this when you're doing kind of research, and when we're doing research, when you're reading our reports, our in-depth reports, these are exactly the things you can see in the reports as well. You can actually also see it by region. You can see the related queries and kind of what the queries exactly mean, etc., etc. So you can also look for different cryptocurrencies. So let's say we're adding here Tron crypto maybe. So, or TRX maybe that will work better. I don't know. Maybe we should actually, the thing is you have to use exactly the right search term in order for it to actually work. So in Bitcoin is payment system, in cryptocurrency is the topic, etc. So you have to spend a bit of time and actually enter the correct words in this case. Now, this is one thing. That's the kind of the first thing, the second thing he said. The first thing is actually more important. He says, we're not seeing a lot of incremental engagement from people interested in buying Bitcoin for the first time. How can you actually measure this? So how do you know whether it's just me and you who are already interested in cryptocurrencies who are actually buying right now and causing these gains, or whether it's John Doe who is trying to kind of get into cryptocurrencies because he believes that Bitcoin is the future? And one way how you can do this is actually by looking at the iPhone app downloads in the US, or you can also use worldwide, but that will be a bit difficult. Now, we have here for the podcast listeners, we're looking at an article from recode.net, which is a technology publication, and it's printed, or well, digitally printed, December 7th in 2017, just like close to the peak we've gotten, pretty much the peak. And interestingly, you are seeing that the Coinbase ranking in the iOS App Store in the US is actually kind of volatile up until December 7th, where it's actually number one. And what exactly does number one mean in the App Store? So when you're downloading apps and you're looking at the charts, you most of the time you see social networking apps such as Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, all of these things. And then very rarely you see games breaking out really high. And from time to time you see Coinbase, like in this example. And the thing is, what it means to be number one is actually you can... there are like rumors or numbers or kind of statistics from people who are who have been in the charts, and they're saying that the number one spot actually brings you 1 or 2 million downloads per day. So imagine this crazy number. So if Coinbase is on number one spot and 1 million people actually download the app, install and register an account and buy Bitcoin, this is a huge mass, huge influx that can actually cause a price increase. Now, if we're looking at the iTunes charts, and you can just go for the kind of iTunes charts, you have always have to check the free apps because Coinbase is free. We're seeing here a lot of games. Then we see Instagram, we see Messenger, we see Snapchat, Facebook, Google Maps, all of these things, email, Gmail, Spotify, and all of these apps, Uber, very daily used apps. And if you check the top 100, Coinbase is actually nowhere to be found. And you have to imagine this, the higher you up on the list, the higher the download numbers, which is obviously clear. But after like the top 10, top 15, the download numbers actually drop immensely. So when, let's say that the top five are getting close to 1 million downloads per day, so let's say between 500,000 and a million downloads, and maybe even more, it is very likely that the top 15 is only, in quotes, receiving, let's say, a couple of hundred thousand downloads. And that makes a huge difference, obviously, for people buying and selling Bitcoin. So these are actually free tools you can use in order to kind of see whether there is a demand or not. So CoinMarketCap, yes, you are looking at the prices, be it US dollar or Bitcoin prices. Of course, you're looking at this and thinking, yeah, I mean, the prices seem to go up. Yeah, maybe some alts are going down because Bitcoin is mainly going up. But if you're kind of looking at the USD prices, almost everything is in green, and sometimes even double digits, like such as Bitcoin Cash and Ripple, Ethereum, all of them go kind of up. So it's you have to be smart about choosing the right time. And I mean, maybe it's okay to sell now, wait a bit for a pullback, then re-enter the market. Or if you're in it for the long term, if you're saying, look, I'm buying this and not touching it for the next 5 years, then first of all, you should stop checking prices because it's only going to make you crazy. But second of all, you should actually just kind of realize that it's very well possible that this might go down because of reasons that this Wall Street analyst has given. And I mean, like I said, I'm not the person, I'm kind of reacting to the market. I don't think it's wise to judge people who have statements or opinions. I think you have to react as an investor, as a trader, if you're a trader. And in this case, I think these are very, very valuable opinions. So it could very well be that you and I, who already know about crypto, are actually causing these gains. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to join the Telegram channel. I've released now, I think, 3 quick analysis on top cryptocurrencies. And the goal is really to cover the top 100 coins. And in the next few days, I'll release more. So join the Telegram channel. It's actually in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast, or in the video description if you're watching the video. It's for free, of course. And I'm sharing interesting stuff in there, so would be cool to see you guys in there. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I'll see you inside, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.